Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
We, if we don't get our act together, are going to see suicide, brutality, and addictions, and mental and physical disorders like we cannot imagine.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Normally Chavat Ronit, or Ronit Farm, is a high-end event venue north of Herzliya. Ra'anan Arison's 70 dunams are full of coiffed lawns, picturesque trees, Instagrammable gazebos, a gorgeous pond, and a lot of peaceful nature. All of that makes the farm an idyllic setting for upscale weddings and parties. Now, however, it's been converted into an emotional emergency room. With all of its different stations and activities, it kind of feels like a summer camp for adults. Except that all the campers are survivors of the Nova party at Re'im. Our producers Alexandra Muller and Adina Karpuch went to visit Chavat Ronit and began by talking to Lia Naor, who created and directs this unusual healing space.
Okay. We're good. Great. I'm gonna sit here. I'm sorry it's like this.
No.
But the war is not only on the borders, it's happening right here as we talk.
Can you ever introduce yourself?
Yes. Dr. Lia Naor. I have a PhD in human development and counseling. I'm a social worker, a nature-based therapist, and I research positive transformation.
And tell me where we are and how this all started.
Okay. So we're in Chavat Ronit, and this whole project started on the 8th of October. I just realized there was nothing for the survivors of the party. And I called a friend, Ra'anan Arison, and I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Playing with my grandchildren." And I said, "Can you get your area ready for the survivors?" And he said, "Yes." And we just made calls, and I sent things on Facebook. And the next morning, we opened Healing Space. The people that started coming were very, very fragmented and very broken and frozen. And their eyes were hollow. They were like walking dead. There's one guy who went to the festival to celebrate his birthday. There were 30 of them. 28 of his friends were murdered. And his last friend committed suicide a week and a half ago. And he comes here every day. And we hug him a lot. And we couldn't do anything verbal. So we brought a football, and then somebody came with a guitar, and then somebody came to do body work. And it was very, very apparent that what these people need and what everybody needs, we're 9 million people in trauma. We know that health is not only the reduced of symptoms, but health is a holistic perspective, and we have body and soul and mind and spirit. So if we want to heal people, we need to have all those different aspects, okay? And in this place, we're offering healing in all the different ways that a person needs to be healed. We're like a triage, like an emotional ER. So we now have about 450 volunteers, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, trauma response, SC, reflexologists, herbalists, an amazing, amazing, amazing group of people that have stopped their lives for the past month. And we've seen almost 3,500 people until today. And we also have groups for the parents. And we also have groups for the parents of the ones that are not with us anymore. And you see before your eyes people that have chosen to come back to life. For a lot of them, this is the reason they get up in the morning. They say that here they could eat the first time, they could sleep for the first time. Here they can smile and be happy. So we have them dancing, we have them doing music. Yesterday we had a Wim Hof cold bath. We have them doing boxing. We have them doing yoga therapy. There's endless workshops going on all the time while also offering group therapy and one-on-one individual therapy. But they have the agency. In trauma, people feel helpless. And what we wanted to do, and this is what is also special about what we're doing, it's having people take responsibility for their healing process so they decide what they need every day. And we know that for most of the people that come here, these are not people that would call the hotline or go to a psychologist in a different way. And I think that's right for a lot of the police that will come here in the future and for the soldiers that will come here for the future. The main thing everybody says is there's so many good eyes, soft, good eyes. And after a month, we opened a training for them of how to be life supporters. So first they're learning how to support themselves in life and then how to support others so that they can be active in their healing but also in feeling meaningful. You can walk out here, you'll see people dancing and people singing and people that go back to work. They're alive. This area brought them back to life. We don't have answers for everything, but there's a place to come to be held and loved and treated and healed with others that feel like you and need that, and people that believe in you, and warm food and beautiful nature. And that's what I can do.
We can go around a little bit, like to outside. There's a spread and a sound healing space. Lots of cushions on the floor. We have beads and pipe cleaners and Ellen.
So I'm Ronnie Katzman and I'm a dot artist and I'm doing a freestyle workshop. I give them to dot on stones.
Is this something like a technique you've created since being here? Or?
No. It's a trend. This art of dotting, it's a trend by the last few years, I would say. And also dotting on stones to make a power stone for themselves. I call it a power stone because I want it to be somewhere in their home that when they come in connect with, they feel like everything is all right now. Most of the people that come, they not immediately start talking with me. But when I offer them what to do, some of them can say, well, I want to make stone to my friend who murdered, or to my mom.
I see there are dots of different sizes and they're all different colors. The inside are different animals. Have you noticed an animal or two that have been especially popular?
Them go towards a butterfly or a bird.
It's interesting, something that can fly away versus... Yes.
And also it have a short term, or butterfly for example.
Like a short lifespan.
Yeah. If they choose words, so most of the words will be thank you for life, thank you mom that you brought me here. They feel honored to stay alive because they had luck. Yeah.
Alan, אפשר לראיין אותך כמה דקות?
I'll ask you to introduce yourself.
My name is Nadav. I volunteer here doing physical therapy or body therapy. So after going through a traumatic event, a lot of the trauma is still held in the body. Anxiety, panic, stress, cramped muscles, pain, lack of sensations in the body, lack of trust in the body, a lot of mental activity. We tend to dissociate from the body in many ways. So when we're talking about grounding, it's coming back to the body, to the immediate sensations. We try to help them release, I guess, release some of the pain and the trauma. And the first, I'll say, 2-3 weeks were very challenging in all aspects of life, sleep and hunger and mood. So it's been very, very stormy on the inside. I'm coping with PTSD for many years. And in the beginning I said, okay, I really need to take care of myself to be less exposed to the immediate trauma. So I had a lot of contemplation whether I should come and do it or not, and see how much I can be present with the people and still not to get dragged into their stories. And I said, okay, I'll give it a try, see how it's like. I'm managing to hold it all together. I've been playing music here as well, and just the other day somebody we were sitting and playing, and then you know the guy just started crying there, and he said, you know, I haven't been able to hear music for 2 weeks, and suddenly something kind of opened up, and he allowed himself to listen to music, and you know, and stuff came out. For me, it's very therapeutic and very healing because I feel like my sense of my tank, my capacity to hold everything, to hold the emotions, to hold the whole experience is much larger than it has been before. And it's very surprising for me to see that I can cope with it and still feel on top of things for most of the time. Still feel I'm not falling into pieces, or fall into pieces and collect myself, you know, shortly after. Through healing others, I'm healing myself.
מתפרקת מכל כאביי colpi tutti.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.